From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And for this segment, the subject is roses. The delicate flowers have inspired poems and songs. There's a whole subculture devoted to roses. But if we're going to talk about roses, it makes sense to leave the studio and head to the garden. And that's exactly what I did on a recent morning. So to help us with this thorny topic, we turn once again to Lisa Capriolio. She's a professional gardener in the Washington, D.C. area, and she's been helping me keep my patch of nature in order, and she's been passing on her gardening wisdom from time to time to our listeners. Hello again, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good, good. So we're going to talk about roses. We invited people to send in their questions about roses, and we were hoping that you could answer a few of them. Are you up to it?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, let's get right to it. Mary Carol Johansson of Wall, New Jersey writes, "My roses have black spot. I have tried spraying, but it comes back every year. Does the way I water the roses affect black spot, or does the fact that there are other flowers and wood chips in the flower bed affect the black spot?" By wood chips, I assume she means the mulch.
She actually asking about watering, her instincts are correct. The way that you water roses can affect the tendency to get black spot. Roses are very susceptible to that to begin with. So when you water your roses, there are a couple of ways to try to avoid exacerbating the situation. You can water them in the morning so that the water on the leaves has time to dry off. Or you can water particularly carefully, either using drip irrigation or holding your garden hose carefully. I've got the hose on the setting that makes it kind of like rain, the shower setting. And I'm bending down to water just the soil. So I'm trying as best as I can not to get the leaves. I've also laid down some mulch underneath the rose, and that minimizes the amount of splashing back up as well.
Mm. I have another question, and it concerns black spot. It's from Marjorie Ahrens Barron. She's from Newton, Massachusetts, and she grows hybrid tea roses. And she says her biggest challenge in the garden is black spot. Her question is, do you favor a separate treatment or 3-in-1 fertilizer, insecticide, and fungicide? So a separate specific treatment or a 3-in-1?
Well, I have a very useful tool for a rose that over the years has gotten black spot again and again despite good cultural practices. I get out my shovel, and I dig it out, and I throw it away.
Oh, ouch. Just get rid of the rose? That was not the answer that Miss Ahrens Barron, I'm certain, was looking for.
You know, if year after year you've been taking good care of your plant, and you've been feeding it properly and watering it properly, and year after year it's getting a disease, it's time to get rid of it and make another choice.
But people think of roses as their children, and you wouldn't put one of your children out on the curb if they were troublesome.
It's a plant. It is a plant, and you want your plant to look beautiful. And it's true, there is a nurturing tendency. I have it too. And you have to look at the bigger picture and say, well, how many chemicals am I willing to put into the environment so that I can have this plant? Whatever she's doing, whatever Marjorie's doing in her garden, and all of the fungicides and pesticides that she's spraying affect not only her space, but her neighbor's space and her whole neighborhood ecosystem. It's all winding up in her watershed.
Lisa Capriolio, always good to talk to you.
It's always good to talk to you, Michelle.
Lisa Capriolio, she's a professional gardener in the Washington, D.C. area, and she joins us in the garden from time to time to share her wisdom.